This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Hit us with some hour three headlines, Draven.
More good USA news. By the way, what's the medal count over
don't
the weekend?
Know. Probably still getting smoked in gold.
What do you mean you don't care? Show some patriotism.
We're winning overall.
Do you know what the
but we're getting smoked in gold.
That's why I asked.
I got them right
not
here.
Actually
let's hear it. Let's hear it, Ryman.
So, yeah, we are getting smoked by China in the gold medals 29-22.
Oof.
But we have the overall medal winner. Oh. We have 64.
We're so good at getting third place.
I don't care about that.
Over China's 62. Oh, but we are leading in silver medals and tied for bronze with Russia.
Oh, my gosh. We lost the 100 meter to a guy from Italy. How embarrassing is that?
Well, if our fastest
makes me
guy,
so angry.
If our fastest guy wasn't a cheater, maybe we could have won.
Good point.
Or knew
good
how to show up for drug tests, maybe we would have won.
We had Mario out there, Mama Me and us two.
It does seem weird that the fastest man in the world is from Italy, right? That does seem.
That's not right.
I guess. Pizza and pasta
so
is the
I woke up very
answer.
Angry when I saw that news. Because, of course, they put all the cool stuff at 6 in the morning when I'm not going to wake up and watch it.
Right.
And then I wake up and I see guy from Italy wins 100 meter. And I'm just like, am I in the Twilight Zone? What is this? Embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
But, hey, we dominated the golf, though. We got a gold medal in golf. Xander, holding this down for us, baby.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Schauffele. Thank you.
Is this his first major?
Yep.
I mean, because I know it's not technically a major, but like it's his first
trophy.
It's his biggest win, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Had a clutch putt on 18 too to cap it off.
You guys are right. I mean, Rory Sabertini was coming for him, right? Didn't he like shoot a 61?
Yeah. So hey, well, at least we got a couple sports, right? We got some things going for us.
We suck.
Ew. I mean, how many more like can we catch that? Is that insurmountable at this point? Down 7 gold medals?
Well,
we still got basketball, I know, but like any others,
and
I don't
like
know.
Simone with the balance beam, we can hope.
What's your guys' thoughts on her
we're
coming back?
Not gonna win in like field hockey or handball, so we're gonna get smoked in all the other sports.
Handball just looks so ridiculous, man. You can't tell me handball does not just look absolutely just.
It looks like
ridiculous.
It's like what you play in gym class.
Yeah, and it was ridiculous then.
Even our best pole vaulter, if it was supposed to win, broke her pole and hurt herself. Like we're just embarrassing out there. Oh my gosh.
It's tough. Well, there's your Olympic update.
Embarrassing.
Not very positive.
Yeah.
New leaked teaser trailer for a new movie coming out. Man, what a cast, John, for this movie. Have you guys seen the trailer for this? This Don't Look Up movie?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Man, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Timothy, how do you say his last name? Chalamet?
Chalamet? Well, you just confuse me now.
I think it's Chalamet, is it not?
Chalamet?
Yeah. Timothy nah. Chalamet?
Okay.
That sounds weird, though. That doesn't sound right.
Now you're just making me think of Charlemagne, the
Breakfast Club. You got Jonah Hill, who apparently looks like he's playing the president in this upcoming film.
Okay.
I believe I saw Ariana Grande is going to be...
Is this a real movie?
Look it up. It's Don't Look Up. Google it.
Well,
it's
you said don't look it up.
Yeah, you're telling me not to look it up. I feel like they're trolling you,
Tyler
bro.
Perry. What are
Tyler
you talking
Perry.
About? Tyler Perry's in it. Ariana Grande's in it.
And they have Matthew Perry.
Look up the
what
Don't Look Up release. I don't have the official
release. Chandler Bing in this movie?
Yeah.
So am I supposed to look it up or not?
Who the hell is Chandler Bing?
What? From Friends?
Oh. I don't watch Friends. By the way, don't get me started on Friends, Raw Man. That is the worst TV show in the history of TV shows. That show is so bad, I despise Friends.
Mm.
I cannot believe. Is it just because it wrote on the coattails of Seinfeld? Is that why? Because it came on right after? Is that the only reason Friends is popular? Somebody tell me. Because I could never comprehend. That show is so bad. So bad. Awful. Just awful. Tell me I'm wrong. Jennifer Aniston, yeah, she's cute. Cool. That's about it. That's about all that show's got going for it.
I ain't going to defend Friends. I'm not a big fan over here either.
Friends sucks.
Just watch it for like the cultural.
You don't have to yell at us because you didn't know who Chandler Bing was.
Cow.
Yeah, it's just...
You like Friends, John? You look like you like Friends. I bet you do.
I grew up when Friends was on. I watched it with my mom.
You liked it.
I watched it. Yeah. I mean, it holds a place of nostalgia with me. I watched it a lot when I was younger. Then I used to watch it a lot when I'd get home from school on TBS. I don't think it holds up, but I still like it.
So what's this movie about?
It's awful. Apparently there's a meteorite. What are you talking about? People can look it up right now. Don't do it while you're driving.
You just told me not to.
Google it when you get back. It's called Don't Look Up.
I don't think it's a real movie.
I got a quick little premise right here. The film tells the story of two low-level astronomers who must go on a giant media tour to warn mankind of an approaching comet that will destroy planet Earth.
Leo is one of the people. He's one of the scientists.
What?
And Jonah Hill's playing the president, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He's right, yeah.
This is legit. You guys can say what you want, but this cast is unreal.
Jonah Hill's playing the president.
He is.
Of the United States.
Yeah. Adam McKay is directing it. Who's Adam McKay?
He's very popular.
Yeah, I was going to say that name. I've heard that name before.
He's a very popular writer and producer. Him and Will Ferrell do a lot of stuff together.
They even had Ron Perlman in here.
What is happening?
This seems like a... This seems like
Chris Evans is in it. Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi's in it.
This seems like a global warming movie that they're doing to try to do some political statements.
What are you talking about? This cast is going to join just some
black comedy film?
That's what it's advertised as.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a.
It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be like a global warming thing. Just wait. You'll see.
Yeah.
So not excited about this just stellar cast in this comedy. No, nothing.
I just don't think it's real.
I just
don't think it's a real movie.
Look
it's coming
it up.
Out this year?
2021.
It said later this year is what
seems like there would be much more talk about.
Well, it was supposed to come out, I believe, last year in 2020 is what it says. It was supposed to come out on Netflix, too. And, of course, COVID and everything, so it didn't never release.
They've been advertising it's
supposed to come out last year?
Coverage.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I've never heard of it.
That's what I saw.
I've heard it before, but every time I see it, I just think of it as not being real. So,
like, what were they just yanking
idea.
Her chain? Like, why would they do this?
It's like one of those Taco Bell commercials.
I'd love to watch the commercials.
They're getting crazy with those Taco Bell commercials, man. They're getting crazy with that.
Oh my gosh,
last commercial I saw, I really did think it was a trailer to a new film.
They always look good too. I'm like, I want to see this movie.
Yeah,
like the one that had the kid from Stranger Things in it.
Right.
Just
crazy.
Yeah.
Either way, moving on. I can't believe, John, the movie guy that you are, that you're not even the least bit pumped up about this. But either way.
I'm interested.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm so confused.
I got some more NFL news for you boys. Kirk Cousins gets placed on the COVID-19 list. And man, Mike Zimmer had some
you like that?
Pretty negative things to say. About this situation, as he was just pretty much bashing his quarterback for not being vaccinated. So, another kind of Ron Rivera situation here. We have some little tension getting built between the players and the coach based off this vaccination stuff. We also had Nick Foles, I guess, got asked about the trade rumors getting surrounded for the Colts, getting him sent to the Colts. He said he wants to have an input on the possible destination that he could land at, of course. And he says he has not spoken to Frank Reich, but says Frank is one of my favorites, if not my favorite coach of all time. So, good relationship still there. Have to keep eyes on that. LiAngelo Ball is officially on the Hornets Summer League roster. Any comeback here for LiAngelo to make an NBA team?
You should be embarrassed of Buzz City.
Ooh.
How's that embarrassing?
Because he's on the, giving he's Bro
a shot? What's so bad about that?
That's embarrassing. That's all y'all can get on your summer league team? Is that the only talent you could?
Why not give him a shot?
Gotta keep LiAngelo LaMelo happy.
Yeah. Okay, if he never would have, had the debacle overseas, do you think he would be just a regular guy on a roster right now?
No.
He sucks.
No, he's not very good. Yeah. His last name was
been
Ball, he probably wouldn't be in the summer league, honestly.
Yeah. Good point by you.
I mean, unless he's gotten better, maybe he's improved a lot.
I was going to say, we'll see what he does.
It would suck to be him, man. It would.
Man, it's okay. Everybody's going to get smoked by the Hawks Summer League team anyway.
Talk about middle brother syndrome right there at its finest.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
I got another juicy NFL rumor. Did you guys see the Bills?
Oh, yeah.
There's rumors of relocation amid the new Orchard Park Stadium negotiations. And one of the spots that's popped up is Austin, Texas. The Austin Bills, is that what we're shooting here for? I mean, what do we think of Buffalo potentially going down to Texas?
I feel like the Buffs are bluffing a little bit. It's just because, yeah, they want their new stadium built. And so they're like, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to leave. We're going to leave. I don't think they want to leave. The Bills Mafia would go down and burn Austin to the ground if they left.
That is true. I mean, that fan base would just absolutely go nuts. Could you guys see this actually happening, though? Or do you think this is just one of those little rumors getting spread around?
I think it's just leverage.
Just having a destination, kind of putting it into existence a little bit.
I mean, it seems that way to me.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. We'll keep eyes on that. We'll see what happens. Well, Cam.
Yes?
I got to get your thoughts on Devontae Freeman, what he just said about your Falcons. Oh. Oh, man. How many years did he spend in Atlanta again?
I wish ill upon him.
How many years was, five, 6 years?
Too many.
I mean, was part of the Super Bowl team, was part of a lot of good teams back in the day, a lot of playoff runs for Devontae Freeman, and he basically just came out and said that he was a Saints fan the whole time. He said it was tough being playing for the Falcons just because they had to play the Saints twice a year.
When he played the Saints, too.
He says being part of the Saints is a dream come true for him, Cameron. How does that make you feel?
I wish ill upon him.
Honestly, probably one of the better running backs of the last couple decades for the Falcons. Him and, like, who? Michael Turner, right? I mean, Devontae Freeman's probably been one of the better ones.
Gurley.
Tevin Coleman was better anyways.
Remember how excited Cam was when they signed Todd Gurley last year? He thought they were going to have – he had something left in the tank.
Yeah. He scored some touchdowns. Not when he was supposed to, but he did it.
He's going back home. He's got some tires.
I wasn't that excited. I was like, okay, cool. He'll be fine. We can batter him in there.
As well. We can lose.
But
he's got to be still on the roster right now, right? After all the hype? No?
Gurley?
Yeah.
No, Gurley's a free agent.
I'm just sad to see him turn his back on Devonta like this.
He turned his back on us. He lost us a Super Bowl. I hate this guy.
Matt Ryan kind of lost a Super Bowl.
Well, Devonta missed the block.
Adams.
Isn't it more like Kyle Shanahan? Don't we blame him the most?
No, Devontae should have just blocked the guy, bro. You have one job.
I mean, Matt Ryan probably should just be like, hey, coach, I'm just going to audible here. We're going to run the ball, but, you know, I guess not all quarterbacks are.
He trusted the team.
Yeah. I really wouldn't be able to handle Matt Ryan still being my quarterback after that, honestly. You see, we did get an apology. The mob has finally won. Either that or money has finally won as DaBaby. He ends his quest of being the bad guy, and he has bent the knee and apologized on Instagram after being removed from last night's Lollapalooza lineup.
And basically, like every festival for these.
Yeah. The money finally caught up, and he's like, "I want to apologize." He put a long thing about how social media moves so fast that people want to demolish you before you have a chance to grow, educate, and learn from your mistakes. Blah blah blah. I want to apologize.
DaBaby said that
for my misinformed comments about HIV and AIDS. And I know that education is important. Love to all. God bless. Signed, DaBaby.
What, he post this on Instagram?
And then turned off the comments. Yeah.
Did he? Yeah. Wow.
But again, the money got messed up, so we got an apology.
I would say you will never hear from this guy again. His career is going to go downhill. DaBaby? Yeah.
Oh, I'd say
he's not even that popular to begin with,
career,
I feel like.
His career might go downhill. I
was going to say, I feel like he's going to become pretty irrelevant.
I think he'll still be around, though.
He'll put out another album.
Yeah, he'll still be around, but it's probably at the end of his buzz. I mean,
yeah,
at least of him being, you know, like, I mean, he was booked not as a headliner, right, but as like one of the first two lines on a lot of these festivals, right, Cam?
Yeah, no, he was up there.
All right, go back to headlines. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, you guys ready for another round of college expansion?
Hey.
Yes. All right, come on.
Reports coming out from Mark Ryan, assistant program director at ESPN Upstate. Whatever the hell that means. Let's see. Okay. Greenville, Spartanburg, and Clemson. Okay, so looks like he's a South Carolina guy. Per a reliable source, Clemson and Florida State have reached out to the SEC about joining the conference.
I've been telling people this was coming. I keep telling them and Ohio State, Michigan, it's happening. It's coming.
The SEC is concerned that streaming numbers for Clemson and Florida State don't bring what Oklahoma and Texas do. Mm. According to this report here, Notre Dame is the only free agent left that would, quote, add to the pot in the SEC's mind.
Wow, so they would not take Clemson
really?
In. That surprises me.
They said who and who? I'm sorry.
They said Clemson and Florida State.
Yeah.
but said that they don't think that Clemson and Florida State do the streaming numbers.
Yeah.
And just basically said that Notre Dame is the only people they think that would add to the pot. And I don't agree with that. I think if you added Ohio State, Ohio State and anybody. Like, I think if they offered you Ohio State and Northwestern, you'd take those schools just because you want Ohio State. Like, you don't need streaming numbers. But in the ACC, I mean, that seems like it would check out. Florida State and Clemson not bringing enough numbers.
Interesting.
I get that with Florida State just because they've been really bad.
I don't because they have a fan base.
Right, so. But it's not adding any other states and, like, networking things. Like, you're not adding, like, South Carolina and Florida already, like, in the SEC when it comes to distribution of the TV. But it does seem surprising to me that they would turn their nose up at Clemson and Florida State, if that's accurate.
Yeah. So this whole kind of grand scheme of, like, a super conference, calling it, you know, the SEC basically like a league at that point, I guess that's kind of not what the SEC wants to do.
If this report is true, then yeah, I think you could throw that out there because you would think they would want both, you know, Clemson and Florida State.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's just so surprising because we talked about, I mean, pretty much it was like the more the merrier, right? The more money you're just bringing in.
Yeah, like I know too that like the SEC has the, you know, the benefit here to be picky and kind of get who they want. But also at the same time, I feel like what bigger, if you're trying to expand, like you said, like what bigger schools than that?
Does really Clemson have the fan base? I don't know if I don't know if Clemson has the fan base. Like it would bring eyeballs because you get bigger football. So like I think in the short term it'd be great, but like, I guess I'm looking at Clemson, not a big city, not a big market, not a traditional power. I don't know how big their fan base actually is, but it does bring eyeballs.
Yeah.
But they're not on Texas and Oklahoma's level.
Yeah.
No, in either one of those things, I would say. Like, they're better at football right now, but they're not. They don't have the same fan base, and they don't have the history, and they don't have the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially with, like, Austin. You know, it's comparable to Oklahoma, but
it was almost like they're thinking that they're just going to disappear from the top almost.
Either that or they're just like, hey, we're not really just trying to get the best football possible. We're just trying to like expand and grab the right brands.
Yeah.
And like every sport, Texas and Oklahoma kind of matter and Clemson doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State, maybe if Florida State was better, they would look at this more excitedly. I'm still surprised, though, that they wouldn't want to grab two of the other conferences' best players, like best teams, though. Like, if you did that to every conference and got to 20 or 22, like, that seems to be the best bet for you to, like, in your global takeover, right?
Yeah.
Take the best of the ACC. If you can get the best of the Big Ten, you already got the Big 12. Yep. Go ahead and grab the Pac 12's best while you're at it, too. Come on in, USC and Oklahoma, and maybe UCLA or whoever. Come on in.
Miami's got to have the fan base, right? They got to have the streaming numbers
at least
to be
have
able
the
to
history behind that.
Do something, yeah. You?
I don't know. I don't know like what the Miami like fan base is like. I mean, I know that like for a while they were struggling to like sell tickets down there.
Yeah.
Oof.
They're also the terrible fan base isn't there. Their last time they went to a national championship.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, sure. But I don't know like what.
I think their fan base is pretty fair weather. It seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that like if this is true that they would turn.
So I mean, if it's based off like region, they probably would try to maybe get some West Coast teams, some Pac-12 teams to kind of appeal to the West Coast a little bit, right? Wouldn't that be the next step for the SEC?
I don't know about that, but I feel like you would definitely try for like the Ohio States of the world if you want to, you know, get different markets. You know, Ohio would be a different spot, obviously, and stuff like that. And such a big name, that would be a huge win. Good question. Interesting.
Do you want this?
Want the Super Conference? Or?
I mean, would you be excited for Clemson and Florida State?
I mean, if we're adding people, yeah. I would like those teams. I can't think of like other teams that I'd be like more, you know, excited for, I guess, if you have to add someone. And then, yeah, like you said, if you're poaching somebody out of the ACC, I mean, those are the two names you would want, feel like.
I don't know if it necessarily get me excited. I mean, I do think the Super League would be kind of fun, be kind of cool. Like I said, maybe mirror the playoffs with it a little bit so it's a little bit more fair. But I don't know if I necessarily get excited.
Super teams, I don't know. You have to revamp everything, I feel like.
Follow the money. I don't know how much money Clemson and Florida State would bring in.
And, like, I know, like, they don't think they would get more TV eyes, I guess, with it, you know, obviously, like you said, like, being in South Carolina and Florida. But I feel like when you get two teams like that, more people from other places are willing to tune in and
that's
you
true.
Just got more
yeah.
variety of stuff. I feel like
nobody wants to watch Clemson beat up on Boston College. They would rather much watch Clemson versus Florida.
Like Clemson, Georgia.
And,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's tons of people who be like, oh, that's a big game. Let me watch that.
And the newness of, I mean, Clemson versus – let's just face it, Tennessee's not far ahead of Boston College. But, I mean,
yeah,
like that's
but,
there are more schools in the SEC that the nation cares about.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. We'll see if that report gains any more traction or if anyone confirms it or says that the SEC is still looking around.
It's nice to have some sort of establishing line, though.
Well, I just can't, to me... When we had the reports that basically ESPN, when we're connecting the dots that ESPN is kind of pushing this and ESPN has the money and ESPN is driving this, mm-hmm. why would ESPN not want this to happen? Because ESPN isn't necessarily worried about markets. Now, sure, like getting the SEC network in new places like Texas and Oklahoma, or I guess just Oklahoma because Texas is already there, get some an extra dollar from every cable subscriber or whatever. Like that matters. But like if you're ESPN and you can create, again, six new matchups a year that get watched nationally, because, I mean, everyone would watch Clemson, Alabama, Clemson, Florida, Clemson, Georgia, mm-hmm. Clemson, I mean, hell, Tennessee, Clemson would be something that people would watch. I mean,
yeah.
LSU, like, any of those would get watched much more than anything other than Clemson, Notre Dame that the ACC has to offer.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I don't necessarily understand. And even Florida State would bring in more eyeballs to national games.
Is it some sort of contract thing? Because they do have the ACC network, and that's associated with ESPN, correct?
Yeah.
So I wonder if they just want to keep that.
To me, that would be the difference of, like, you know, ESPN maybe like, hey, we can hurt Fox here.
Right.
Whereas the ACC is kind of in our pocket. Although, if you get enough teams, you don't even need the other conferences.
That's
you can say,
sorry.
You know,
we'll championship.
Yeah. Like, we're going to lower, like, well, I'm just saying, like, you don't even need those to, like, even, like, pay them. Like, sorry, ACC, we can still do your network here, but we're going to lower this money here because you don't have a lot of value to us. We'll play some winners and losers of the weekend coming up after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. It is Monday. It is. Roughly 2:30. Let's see. Before we do that, let's hit some breaking news. The Colts apparently did have interest in Marcus Mariota before trading for Wentz. So I guess that means they could go after him. And says that he joins Nick Foles as an option for Indiana. So there we go for the Colts. All right, let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
All right, Cam, who won this weekend?
All right, my number three winner of the weekend is... I don't know how to say this guy's name, but he's from Morocco, and he broke a 41-year streak. Kenya had won the 3,000-meter steeplechase the past 41 years. Nobody had a... Last time they didn't win it, basically, they weren't even in... They didn't compete in the games back in, like, 1980. But every year since then, Kenya has won the 3,000-meter steeplechase until now.
Okay.
A Moroccan guy whose name I cannot say. Got gold, and it was Morocco's first gold at the games in general this year, and their first ever gold in the event. So Morocco with the dub in the steeplechase, breaking that Kenya streak.
Okay, shout out to the guy whose name we can't pronounce.
It's like Soufiane El Bakkali.
Either way,
like, but yeah, he won. My number two winner of the weekend, I gave it to Valerie Almond. She got the USA's first track and field medal of the Tokyo Games, first gold medal of the Tokyo Games, winning the discus on her first throw. She didn't even get marks in her other throws, but her first one was good enough. And she got the dub and got U.S. on the board with golds in the track and field world. So shout out to her. And my number one winner of the weekend, I had to give it to U.S. soccer. Just big win. People were into it. I was at an establishment, and lots of people were just loving it. It was awesome. So good vibes. People seemed to really be into that, and yeah, always good to beat Mexico in soccer. So, U.S. soccer and Miles Robinson, those are my number one winner of the weekend. How about you, John?
Draven, what were you about to
say? I was going to say, have you guys ever thrown discus before?
No.
I've tried a little bit. It's hard.
I was going to say, it is so hard, man. It is so difficult.
Okay, my winners of the weekend. Number three, I went with Demi Bagby. Do you know who Demi Bagby is?
Do not. Who is Demi Bagby?
You probably saw her this weekend. She was the very attractive girl that threw out the first pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Did you see that?
I hate that girl.
Okay.
You hate her? I hate her so much. She's on my list of people I hate. Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
She is just obnoxious. Like, she does just dumb stuff like she did at that pitch. It's just, she's one of those people that just makes those, like, really dumb, like, look at me working out with this ridiculous way with my boyfriend and does stuff like that. And they're just obnoxious videos.
She does.
She used to in the videos I used to see before I blocked her and everything. And then she also does the obnoxious stuff where it's like a crowded beach. And then she's like, hey, let me run down this beach and start doing all these random flips to show you I'm more athletic than you. And I just hate her.
Okay. Well, either way, obnoxious. I thought she won this weekend. At least got the number three spot because I didn't know who she was. And then when I saw her do the flip and do the Padres thing, I thought it was a Pirates game. It was a Padres thing. Whenever I see her land the split and then throw the ball, I was like, okay, I'm going to check to see who this person is. So,
I mean, the split's not that cool, but the fact that she threw it pretty much on target while she was doing the split was pretty impressive to me. I mean, she hit the glove. That's pretty good. Cam's always such a hater, man.
I'm adding her.
You can't let people just succeed. Look at her doing these flips, man.
That's tough.
My goodness. Not to mention, you know, kind of cute.
Stacked. She does
well, that's why I fell into the trap of, like, following her.
She does. Well, no doubt about it.
That's on you for following these people on Instagram.
I followed her once, and I blocked her very quickly.
I can't follow any of these people. I've tried to follow them. You just constantly see them, and, yeah, they're just doing ridiculous things. That's the problem of being a content creator, as an influencer. Mm-hmm. You got to stay relevant. You got to keep posting them. I can't follow those people. I quickly unfollow them. And
yeah, that's what I do.
Whenever they do something noteworthy, it'll end up in front of my phone one way or the other. Usually that's how the internet works. At least that's how my portion of the internet works. Mm. But I made her my third biggest winner of the weekend because, her pitch went viral and it was cool. And I checked her out and,
hate her.
Spent a couple minutes or two or three or four on her Instagram just looking up. Number two, I went with Caleb Dressel.
Oh, he killed it.
Caleb Dressel, I guess he is right now, this time's Phelps. Well, I mean, he's not nowhere near that, but like he is, I guess, the current best American swimmer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got 5 gold medals at the events this time. Mm-hmm. Even got the credit of being like, hey, if we would have brought him onto the one relay team, we wouldn't have finished 5th. Like
embarrassing. We've been sucking.
He wasn't even back. He wasn't even on the loser team, so he got to sidestep that. It was like, hey, it wasn't me. You guys lost.
That was. It was such a cool concept, too, because it was just mixed relays. And you're like, oh, sweet, the girls and the guys going. That's cool.
Oh, is that what we got?
Yeah.
When it said mixed relay, I thought maybe it was just a you could swim however you want. But that makes more sense. I know that's the medley.
Two guys, two girls. Okay. But, yeah, no, it was cool. And I was like, oh, this could be sweet. And then, yeah, we just were out there and embarrassed ourselves.
Well, he got to sidestep that, so good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
And number one, I thought the biggest one of the weekend, honestly, was Snoop Dogg. Did you guys see the show on NBC, him and Kevin Hart? Like, there's just clips of that all over the internet all weekend. Just Snoop Dogg. You guys didn't see it? The horse?
I think I ended up not watching it, though.
The equestrian, the horse, and then they have Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg basically commenting on the highlights, and of course Snoop Dogg is saying that the horse is crip walking. Like, he's like, look how he's throwing a sick, huh? I guess I probably shouldn't say that. I got in trouble that one time for doing the hand motion. I probably shouldn't say that either.
Hey, a little different.
Nah, depends who hears it, Cam, I don't want any Bloods to hear it and hear me saying, cut over here, because I don't want to start any problems, guys. But, Snoop Dogg got to do those highlights, and him and Kevin Hart just got to basically make a bunch of sex and weed jokes while doing Olympic highlights, and everyone's like, oh, we love Snoop Dogg. And then you remember, like, oh, yeah, Snoop Dogg's like 50 and was on trial for murder that one time, like, and now he's like America's black stoned uncle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Successfully took he took Willie Nelson's spot of like the beloved weed smoker and like ran with it. Like Willie wasn't out here doing the shows with Martha Stewart or like getting NBC Olympic money. But either way, he was my biggest winner of the weekend. Cam, who lost this weekend?
All right, my number three loser of the weekend. Do you know who Pamela Ware is?
I do not.
No, nobody really does because she does diving. But all she needed to do.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, all she needed to do was just have a decent dive, and she would have made finals for Canada in diving. And she just completely botched it and just like fell off the diving board.
Man. Is she the one who landed on her feet?
With a feet.
And got a zero?
First flop.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she had, like, medal implications or finalist implications.
No, yeah, she could have made the finals, but then she botched that, and that's why she's looked devastated afterwards.
I just saw that I would be devastated if I was the first swimmer to ever get, or diver to get zero because she landed on her feet.
How did that happen? Just a complete choke job?
She got the twisties, bro.
I guess so.
She got the twisties.
I guess so.
It's a little bit easier in the water when you don't have to land on your neck in the mat, but still.
Is everybody, like, bashing her, or is it more just kind of sympathetic?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, what else are you going to say that she doesn't already know? Like, are you going to bash her? Yeah, like, yeah, I know, bro. I landed on my feet in a diving competition.
Yeah, it was.
I tried to do a toothpick.
Oof. It was bad. It was bad. But yeah, so she is my number three loser of the weekend. My number two loser of the weekend, you know who Evander Kane is?
I do know who Evander Kane is. He was my number one loser of the weekend.
Yeah, he is my number two because, man, your wife's snitching on you.
Yeah, he's
about,
in trouble now.
Yeah, about gambling on his own hockey games games of his wife snitched on him.
Yeah. They're going through an ugly divorce, and the wife was letting the chopper spray about why the NHL is letting him, somebody who has a sickness and a gambling problem, bet on his own games and throw games and do all this, and he, you know, obviously vehemently denied it. But then there was a story. Like, did you read, like, much about this, Cam? Like, in 2019, he did get sued by a casino for, like, not covering $500,000 debt that he had taken out from them. So, like,
oh, wow.
She went as far to say, like, they can't afford, like, formula for the baby.
Jeez.
Which he has, like, he made, like, a $50 million. He has, like, a $50 million contract. So, like,
who does he play for?
I want to say San Jose, maybe.
The Sharks.
I might be wrong there, but I want to say San Jose. San Jose Sharks. And yeah, the wife put out a big post and, like I said, basically accused him of not having any money at all. Like, again, to not pay for the baby's formula, to which he obviously said, I take care of my kid, blah, blah, blah. My ex-wife is kind of crazy and wants attention. And the NHL's like, okay, we're going to look into this.
Yeah, he was denying everything, but not great.
A Las Vegas strip casino sued Kane in 2019, alleging he failed to repay a $500,000 gambling debt racked up during a playoff series against the Golden Knights. So he just racked that up in like a one playoff series? It's like in a four-night process of being there. Like, let's see that.
Oof.
Kane, 29, is three seasons into a $49 million seven-year contract.
I mean, he's pretty good, right?
Yeah, he had a good deal. That's good money. He's made just under $56 million so far in his NHL career. So, like, I mean, hopefully I didn't gamble all that away.
Jeez. But, yeah, loser. That stinks, man. You're down bad. Down bad.
One way or the other, he's down bad. Either best case scenario, he didn't gamble and throw games on his team, and his ex-wife is just getting ready to like make this a really ugly divorce, like proceedings with kids. And worst case scenario is he's going to get caught, you know, throwing games and get kicked out of the league and really be broken down bad.
Yep, down bad for sure. But my number one loser of the weekend, I gave it to the Colts and Eagles because one. The Colts, you're down bad without Carson Wentz. Your gamble may not have paid off. He'd be out of time, out a bunch of times, stuff like that. And then for the Eagles, you're also just like, oh, man, he's not going to hit that 70-75% threshold you need to get that better draft pick. So you're probably not thrilled with that either. So I think that stinks for both of them. Now you're stuck with Jacob Eason, Colts. Have fun with that.
Yeah, that's tough.
John, who were your losers?
My loser of the weekend, I'll run through them pretty quickly. Number three, I went with Kumar Rocker. Went from paid to not paid to now having to go to independent league. Have we seen how much money he's getting from that independent league? I can't imagine it's going to be much, but
I have not seen.
Just bad for him.
Yeah.
My number two loser of the weekend, I went with MTV. I turned 40. 40 years on the air.
And they suck.
And all they did was just play 24 hours of ridiculousness on the on the birthday.
Wait, really?
Have you never noticed that, bro?
I don't watch MTV anymore, to be honest. This is kind of why.
When you turn on MTV, it's just always ridiculousness, and they had a 24-hour ridiculousness on their birthday.
Is that like the only show that's like doing well for them?
I don't know. I just feel like it's really cheap for them to have.
They still making new episodes of that show?
I'm sure they are, yeah.
You guys ever?
I mean, I've watched a couple. It gets pretty old pretty quick, but.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty easy thing to churn out 15 episodes in probably like a day sitting. They can knock off a lot of those. And then my number one loser, we already talked about it. I went with Evander Kane, who has taken a bigger loss than Evander Holyfield ever dreamed of. He just lost his ear. Yeah. Could be way worse. Your wife could accuse you of throwing games and that you can't afford baby formula after making $50 million. Man, that's tough,
that
man.
That sucks. Oof. Yeah, she's a man, like, that's got to be an ugly divorce. That's a
He's like, I've tried to keep this amicable, but obviously she wants to get down the mud, so, you know.
Like, you picked a very bad partner, even though you, like, I know it could be a bad divorce, but if she's willing to do stuff like that, you're really, like, you real messed up. You really messed up with who you picked in the first place. Don't wife a snitch.
Cue the Zach Randolph tweet. Here's the Zach Randolph tweet that he just randomly had posted out about the type of woman he had married. Did you ever see that one? Just
like, I have not. What
he just tweeted out of nowhere, like, oh no, I married a hoe. Look at this. Yeah. Look at the hand over, like, face emoji. Just like, what have I done?
That's great.
Just going through it, like, oh, I've made a bad mistake here.
At least he admits it, you know?
Made a bad mistake
here. He realizes.
Let's go to break. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030 or visit online at g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money that you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, what do you got?
I got Arizona Man.
Nah, I'm going to be honest. I don't care about Arizona Man. I'm sorry, Cam.
Okay, that's okay. That's fine. He just died
got,
from
unless
bees.
He got bit by a rattlesnake, I don't really care.
Yeah, close. It was bees.
No, I really don't care about that, but also respect the game.
He kind of died.
Made me swell up just hearing about it.
All right. I got Man Shames Restaurant by doing this. Man shames restaurant by weighing his steaks at the table to prove his meal is underweight. So yeah, this guy.
I'd quit if I was serving that table. I'd quit. I would not put up with that. I would literally quit.
This
I'd
man,
walk out.
Antonio Chacon, said his 6-ounce steak looked like a children's meal and claimed he was proven victorious after scales revealed it weighed 3.68 ounces. Antonio had been out for a birthday meal with his family earlier this month at a Texas Roadhouse in Pueblo, Colorado, when he ordered his favorite meal, ribs and steak with fries and mashed potatoes. That's a lot of starch there, my friend. Eating like me.
Now, is this fair? Because I feel like I've told before it's supposed to be the way when they like cook it, when they start cooking.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So, yeah,
so could they technically like have that built in like their self and like say like, hey, was bigger. I just, you know, cooked it and it went a little too small.
Yeah, that's what you say at the tables right there.
Yeah,
that's what I would do. Yeah.
But he said, but as the 22-year-old's food was brought from the kitchen.
22?
Yeah.
You said he's 22?
Yeah, I don't know what this guy
what? But that would be like a 40-year-old man.
Because he said he noticed the sirloin appeared really small. Unemployed Antonio says he then ran out to his car and brought back his weighing scales. Wonder why he has those. Huh. Placing them on the table in front of him as the waiter looked shocked. He then complained that the sirloin actually weighed 3.68 ounces, almost half the weight it had been advertised, prompting the chef to remake his meal.
Wow.
He said, it'd been my birthday. I ordered the ribs and steak. I got a 6-ounce steak, and when they brought it, it looked really small.
Sounds like he was high and hungry and mad.
Yeah.
Yep.
He claims he'd been he rushed out of his car, brought back small electronic weighing scales.
He's slinging.
I told the manager and waiter, they didn't believe me, but it didn't look right. I went with my mom, dad, and girlfriend, my brothers, and my two stepdaughters. What in the world? You got two stepdaughters at 22, bro? What are you? They were laughing.
You know what? This sounds like this guy deserves this 6-ounce
yeah.
steak. He's out here trying to raise two stepkids at the age of 22?
Oof.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, my dad said, go get that scale we just got.
Maybe it's a bigger scale. Maybe it's like just like an actual, like, just for, like, the bathroom, like, to weigh, like, yourself.
No, I see pictures of the scale. It's on a small electronic scale.
Do you have pictures of the steak as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
there?
He's got the
does it look like? Does it
he's
look
got the steak sitting on the scale.
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, look, every now and then you just got to prove a point. Every now and then
no,
he's got
don't you
point.
Defend this guy. Oh, you're sick if you're defending this guy. No. Come on,
I get
John.
It. You guys work in the food industry, whatever. But I had to prove a similar point. I didn't have a scale to go to, but I never will forget. Ruby Tuesdays in Athens. Big problem there, having to eat Ruby Tuesdays in Athens. That's where the type of day it was. But the whole family's there. I ordered a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're charging $3 for the Coke, but I like to typically get one to go no matter what, just so that way I feel like I'm at least getting some more of my money.
Right.
This waitress brings me back a kid's cup. And I was just like, I don't think this is going to fit. And she had the audacity to tell me, no, it's going to fit. It just looks small. You know, because basically, like, you know, sometimes you get the real small, like, fat cups. And
right,
sometimes
right.
you'll play a trick on you, like, hey, tall skinny cup fits the same as a little short fat one.
Uh-huh.
This was not one of those cases. I was like, no, it's not. She's like, yes, it is. Trust me. I'm just looking at my whole family. I say, okay. I just take my drink and just dump it. It just goes everywhere as I try to dump it into a little kid cup. And it, of course, spilled over
right.
because it held a fourth of it. And I just looked at her and said, no, it's not. Look. And then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll get you a different one. My family was very upset with me.
Yeah, that's kind of a jerk.
That's funny, though.
But it was, I had to pull the scale out on her. Like, I didn't have like a hand. Well, I had to.
That's again, what it was about. It wasn't about the Coke at that point. It was about proving the point.
It was both. I wanted the Coke, but also I wanted a full Coke, not a kid's cup. But also, she acted like she knew more about just a very simple thing.
She shouldn't have made you seem stupid, because that's kind of what it was. Yeah, she tried to make you feel
especially
stupid.
She's wrong. Like I said, it was obvious.
Right, yeah.
Like, I understand that sometimes a small cup looks bigger than a, you know, I understand all those things, but I was like, again, we went back and forth. I was like, no, it's not. And she's like, yeah, it is. I was like, okay. Just dumped it. It, it went all over the table, everywhere.
What'd she say? Did she say anything?
I mean, she apologized. Like, I'll get you one. But, like, my dad was mad.
Oh, yeah.
My stepmom was shocked.
How old were you?
29 years old? 28 years old?
Just happened.
Yeah, like, I mean, a couple years ago. Like, this is a fairly, maybe like 25, 26, but, like, you know. What?
That poor little server had to sit there and
I mean,
wipe up that
13,
Coca-Cola off that table, sitting there whopping it.
If I was 12 or 13, I would give her a little bit more of a benefit of the doubt for arguing with me about a kid's cup. She could have been like, you deserve a kid's cup. Which maybe I could have deserved one at the age of 27. But
maybe.
Again, it was right there. I could see things. It was a tiny cup. It just went everywhere. Which, by the way, I was also upset. Like, why are you bringing – can you not just bring me a fresh one? You got to bring me out a –
just a cup.
Yeah.
I always do that. I always
bring
a fresh one out when I,
mean,
do it to go.
Yeah,
for sure.
I've never seen
at least
that.
Ask. Like, I mean,
yeah,
she just
bought
me this one, and I was kind of like, so it's kind of double. You know what I mean?
I've
like,
never seen that. Yeah.
It's making me. I mean, it happens every now and then. Sometimes I don't care, especially if I just had gotten a fresh one, which maybe I had. But again, small cup. I had to bring the scale out.
Well, yeah, this guy was a. This guy did say he never knew steak shrunk. I guess it does a little bit, but it shouldn't shrink that much.
It shouldn't shrink by 3 ounces.
No, it shouldn't.
He said they gave him a discount, and even the waiter was shocked, stuff like that.
Gave him a
discount.
Discount,
not even
discount.
Calm.
I feel like
Well, they remade his meal, so I guess they were like, hey, you're still getting your food. But he was basically just like, yeah, I know. I've ordered this a lot of times, and I go, and I know what 6 ounces is.
Sure.
Did you guys ever do that with a steak? If you thought it was too small, would you call him out?
You'd have to.
No, as a black man in America, I'm not carrying a scale with me at all times. That especially sounds like a very terrible idea.
Especially on my birthday, but Cam is right. That's white privilege to the best. It gets to be a news story and not him getting arrested. Those little bags, don't worry about those either. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.